BBC News with Marion Marshall. President Donald Trump has used a hastily arranged White House news conference to claim that he's inherited a mess, both in America and overseas. He told reporters that jobs were pouring out of the United States and the Democrats had screwed things up royally, but said his new administration was running like a fine-tuned machine. He also renewed his attack on the media, which he accused of peddling fake news. And Mr. Trump said a revised version of his travel ban, which was suspended by a court, would be published next week. The US ambassador to the UN has said her country absolutely supports the idea of a two-state solution to the Israeli-Palestinian dispute. But Nikki Haley also said the Trump administration was thinking outside the box as well, suggesting it was open to other possible solutions. 70 people have been killed in a suicide attack at one of Pakistan's most famous Sufi shrines. The Lal Shahbaz Qalandar Shrine in Sindh province was packed with devotees when the suicide bomber detonated his bomb. In another major attack, more than 50 people have been killed by a huge car bomb, which exploded in the Iraqi capital, Baghdad. Dozens were injured in the blast in a busy used car market. Islamic State militants said they carried out the bombing. French prosecutors are reportedly investigating allegations that the National Front presidential candidate Marine Le Pen paid her personal bodyguard EU money under false pretenses. A confidential report by the EU's anti-fraud office is said to allege that she paid Thierry Legere more than $7,000 a month for less than full-time work. She has denied wrongdoing. The Ethiopian Foreign Ministry has announced the death of the most prominent historian of the country, Richard Pankhurst. The son of the British suffragette, Sylvia Pankhurst, he was instrumental in the successful campaign to get the Aksum obelisk returned to Ethiopia from Italy. BBC News.